Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast today. Today, we'll be continuing our discussion with our longtime friend and frequent guest on our program, Tom Donnan. Now, Tom is an author, an evangelist, and I'm telling you, he's anointed with the Holy Spirit of God to discern things in the spirit realm that most people, even pastors, cannot see. And he's been sharing with us from current events in the news and how they relate to Bible prophecy. But he's also been sharing some dreams and visions that the Lord has given him over the last several years, many of which he has not shared before. But when you compare these dreams and visions to current events, folks, it can leave no doubt as to the day and time and the Lord's return is near. Amen? Now, we will start today's episode off discussing a dream where Tom was on a form of guard duty down at the southern border, and what he witnessed coming across the border, and is so factual in what we are seeing right now. Also, if you missed any of yesterday's episode, you need to go back and catch up, because our conversation has been so intense, I just do not have the time to replay much of yesterday's program. Okay, now let's jump back into the interview now with part two with Tom Donnan.
Exactly. Yeah. And as we started the conversation here, understanding that when the Constitution falls, all of these things are able to come to pass. I mean, I think we're seeing the beginning of the end of the Constitution in America right now.
Yes, and it's terrifying. It's very terrifying.
Yep. Amen. I mean, and then January 2011, you know, you had a dream where you were standing guard, right?
Yeah. Okay. So that's the first day, right? First day of January in the middle of the night is that my job is that I am a watchman on the wall for the border between the United States and Mexico. Now, if you've ever been down there, I've seen El Paso, right? You got the river that runs through there, and you have chain link fence, and then you got the river, and then you got the other side, and you got chain link fence and a razor wire, and it's like a couple blocks wide, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, so my area didn't, in the stream, didn't have the river, right? But it had this same kind of scenario without the fences. We just had a watchman, because there'd never been a problem before, right? So I'm in a tower that's probably about 15 feet high, wooden structure, and it's got a whiteboard on it so that if there is a problem, I can put a message and somebody with binoculars can read it in advance, right? So, but nothing ever happens. So I'm dilly-dallying. I'm going out there. I'm climbing the tower. I get up there. I got my lunch bag, you know, and I'm there. And all of a sudden, movement catches my eye. And I see this guy sauntering from Mexico into the United States. And I'm thinking, what in the world? And then I started to see this movement in the brushes, you know, the sagebrush, the 3 foot high brushes. And there were thousands of coyotes, literal coyotes. Now, to explain is that when I see in spiritual warfare terms, second level of spiritual warfare would be coyotes. So I see thousands of them. And then that scene, I can't even sound the alarm, right? It happens so fast, I can't sound the alarm. And that scene ends, and then I am in an attic of a church, which is the secret place, right? And I have the attic open for a little bit because we're there. We're huddled. The staff is huddled up there, and we're watching. We're watching the coyotes rush into churches. That's what they did first, along the border and then progressing into the rest of the country. They rushed into the churches, and those that didn't have their secret place in God were ravaged, right? Because I could see in kind of like a vision what was happening to the other churches that didn't have the protection or didn't have that secret place in God, which means is that they had learned to rely on Jesus, just like we've been trying to get people's attention over Amen. The last year. That's you right. have to have Amen. That relationship with Jesus. And so he will prepare you for that secret place of his protection. And so that was the first and January 1st. And then we started to see this chaos taking place of this disorganization and disunity that, at least from my perspective, thereafter of what was happening in the churches.
Amen. And I think with what we see happening on the southern border right now, we are probably seeing portions of that dream come to pass right now, right before our eyes, because you don't know who's coming across.
No, we don't. And so the thing is that this was a demonic invasion, which means is that people that had a lot of serious darkness, darkness in their lives, whatever was going to happen, or what would happen with them, is now being distributed all across the country. That's
That's right. Amen. Amen. And then something about lions and bears.
Oh, my.
That's right.
Yeah. So that would be the third and fourth level of spiritual warfare. The lion is 3 and the bear is 4. And this was kind of unusual because I could see them perched in high places and they're watching Christians drive by in their convertibles, right? Which means is that they are open.
No cover. No covering.
No. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. 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 And they're just watching them go by and they're waiting for the signal to attack, right? Well, look at what's going on now. No. Yep.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, he's, you know, just to go back to the all the turmoil in the inner cities the past year, you know, it's like everything happened at once, like a signal was given.
You know? Yeah.
I mean, I know. It wasn't sporadic. It was nationwide all at once.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, someone flipped the switch and off they went, you know.
Whoa.
You know, in the cavalry, you know, when we're about to embark on our combat mission, we're just on our side, they call it the line of departure. And you're just waiting. Is either going to be a designated time or a designated signal. You know, it could be. And at 4:10 a.m., you cross the LD. Or when I give the command, we move out. And like you said, that when I read that part, I'm refer back to my military time always. And it's just like you're sitting on the LD. You know the command's coming. You're just waiting for it to happen. Because what happens when the command's given or that designated time is reached? The entire unit moves off simultaneously. You know, it's not like one here, one. Nah, it's an invasion. We're moving now, and we're anybody in front of us is the enemy. You know, they're going to be taken out. And when I read that part that you were talking about, you know, that they were just waiting for the signal, that flashed in my mind. And when the signal's given, it happens. Boom! I mean, right now, and that's exactly what happened this past summer. Well, you know, 2020. Yeah. All across America, every single major metropolitan city, simultaneously, you know, it had to be a pre-planned, coordinated. I'm not saying that, you know, they had, okay, at noon on Friday type thing, but there had to be some coordination going on in order to execute, and I'm not saying execute by kill, but execute that type of organized plan. All at once. I mean, it's just, but there we are again, convergence. Everything's happening at once, you know.
Well, let me say that my friend Pastor Phil had invited me a couple of times to go with him on missionary trips to Ireland, which is where some of my roots are. And so I was tempted to take him up on the second offer until the Lord had showed me in a dream that night, no, Tom, you're not ready for what's going on over there spiritually. You don't have the spiritual authority to go over there and try to exercise what you've been exercising, you know, over here in America, right? So when you look at it, that comes back to looking at our hedge of protection. The stuff that that people deal with in Africa, or let's say in other parts, Nepal? Oh, Nepal. That's got some heavy, heavy stuff over there. Okay, so here in America, we have had, a couple centuries of protection of that type of stuff.
Yeah.
No? Yeah. I will say that it can get a little crazy down in Louisiana,
with some stuff down there. Only when you put too much Cajun spice in there.
Whoa, and I don't go that route, I'll tell you that. But the thing is, we have had a hedge of protection that now we are starting to see what happens that with these other darker, more powerful forces are starting to come in, and it's wreaking havoc. Again, it's wreaking havoc.
Yep. Amen. Amen. And, you know, when you accept those demonic things into your culture, it changes the culture. I mean, you know, especially since, as we've been alluding to, the hedge of protection is down, you know?
Yeah.
And I mean, like, you know, you've heard politicians say, you know, that it used to be when someone would immigrate to the United States, they would adapt our culture. You know, they had their roots, their heritage that they were proud of and all that, but they would try to assimilate. And the past 20 years or so, that's been out the window. Everyone groups in their own little area and they slowly, you know, everyone continues to go there. And then it's like, we don't believe that way, so you need to change it to the way we believe. And then they elect their own people to city council and the state legislature, and they get those laws changed for that little locality. And now it's spreading. I mean, it's just one, you know, one step at a time. But back in, I just did an interview back in the 1930s, there's a thing called the Frankfurt School that they immigrated over here with the intent of bringing communism to the United States. But they knew they couldn't just do a revolution like the Bolshevik Revolution, stuff like that. They had to start small. So they started on the like school boards. They started on, you know, low level, you know, the dog catcher. And then he'd get a name for himself, become a city council member and, you know, things like that. And go into the institutions of higher learning and, you know, get their professorships and then get tenured where they couldn't get fired, and then slowly begin indoctrinating the students. That, and it's been 70 years and here we are, you know, because it was never stopped. But anyway, enough about that stuff. Let's talk about sounds. Sounds that nobody can hear.
Yeah. Yeah, that's been a tremendous blessing in my life. I call them hearing visions, right? So it started in 2000, where in the middle of the night, and I'm sure I've told the story before for those that might have heard it, listeners. It started in the middle of the night when I hear the front doorbell ring, and I would get up and there'd be nobody there. It's like 3 o'clock in the morning. Who wants to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning to check the door, right? So it took about 2 weeks when I finally realized, okay, I'm the only one in the house that's hearing this, and that was a milestone. So then I think, okay, Lord, what in the world's going on? And then I caught on that I have something that I'm bringing across your path today that I want you to open up to, right? And so I'm looking at everything, and eventually I had to refine it to, it's going to be a spiritual thing that God is interested in. So that helped me sort through a lot of today's circumstances. And that was the beginning. So now he's got my attention with sounds. Now he's gravitated to other sounds to be able to convey a message so that I'm prepared. What a blessing to know that, okay, God, you got something coming across my path today, and you're going to interact with me. And that's fun. It's a great adventure, right? Okay, so, but then in 2018, I had an experience that was really, again, terrifying. Is that if you think about this, it was high in the sky, to the southeast. Let's say that I'm thinking it's like in the Carolinas somewhere, right? That's how high in the sky it was. And it was the loudest sound I have ever heard in my life, an explosion. And now I'm like terrified. I'm terrified of this. You know, isn't that something? God is so big that human beings, we think we're pretty tough, don't we? Right?
Yeah, amen.
But when you start experiencing him and his size and his power and stuff, oh, we're like ants, right?
Yeah,
oh, amen. Gee. So that was one of those things where, Tom, you think you're tough stuff? Look, well, just listen to this, right? You know? And this sound was tremendous, and it terrified me. And then a few seconds later, I felt this shock wave roll over me towards the northwest, right? And I'm thinking, oh, shoot. And before I knew it, it came back. It came back, and then that's when I understood that it was like a nuclear explosion. Now, I've heard other prophetic people talk about this in times past, and then I realized, all right, there's no doubt. This is a call to prayer, a serious, serious call to prayer. And you can believe I'm now in gut-wrenching prayer again, asking God, and I still pray this today, please, that what you showed me there, please reveal it to people that, you know, that is in charge so that this will never happen. I still pray that. So what are we, 3 years down the road, and thank God that this hasn't happened?
Yeah,
because it would wipe out a whole section of the United States.
Oh, yeah.
That's
what a nuclear explosion does. In my training in the military, I said, you know, if, you know, you witness that bright flash of light, just find someplace low that's within like two or three steps and hit the dirt, you know, and is it because you're going to have that big outrush go over? It's not done. Do not stand up and say, wow, that was close, because it's coming back again, because it's all the air going out. Now there's a void there, and you see the mushroom cloud. That's because it's sucking the air back in, you know?
Yeah.
And he said, you know, within 10 or 15 seconds, all that air that went out is coming right back in. And if you stand up like, wow, that was close, it's going to take you away.
And yes,
you got to stay there, right there, until both go past. But yeah, when you were describing that, I was like, man, that is a nuclear explosion, just like you said. And what are a lot of the scientists and stuff saying? You know, that type of an explosion in the atmosphere will knock out the entire electric grid of the United States, in addition to all the destruction. Right?
Yeah.
But, I mean, it will immediately put us back into the 17th century. Because I was watching a special on television a couple weeks ago where they were talking about the electric grid. They said if that happens, an EMP or anything like that, it's not, okay, well, it'll take us a couple weeks to get everything back in line. No, you're talking 10 years minimum.
Yeah.
10 years minimum. No electricity, no running water, no sewage, no groceries delivered, you know, nothing. You're on your own.
And, yes.
And this nation is not prepared for that at
all. No. Yeah, one transformer takes a couple of years to manufacture, and every transformer is unique along the electrical grid. Yes. So now let me interject into this about the intercessors, right? I like operating in the supernatural. I like to see people healed and delivered, but that's more Pastor Phil's gift. And it's in the intercession area here. Can you see how important it is for us as intercessors and those that God has prepared to intercede for the things that are attempting to come against the United States, you know, from within and from without? And I mentioned this on other broadcasts that on Easter of this year, I saw that God was releasing his intercessors. Because what is one of the major things, if not the most important thing to God, is sin, right? Okay, intercessors ask God, please, I know that the sin has taken place, but please, would you forgive it? And there are times, a lot of times, he says, okay, I will. That changes the direction we're going in.
Amen.
I have children. I have grandchildren. You know, I have friends and family. And this is so hard for me sometimes. People don't understand why I do the things I do. And it's to try to ask God, please have mercy on us, because we need mercy for all the things that we've done.
Yeah.
People don't necessarily see that. But the mercy is because we got, 40 million aborted babies. That in itself is enough for devastation. Yeah.
Exactly. And, you know, not counting all the other stuff that is being promoted as normal, quote unquote, normal.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that God says is an abomination.
Well, yeah. Okay. So just recently I've been asking, you know, I ask a lot of questions of the Lord, and sometimes I get answers, right? And so in the middle of the night, and people already have heard that the Holy Spirit shows up, and so one night I went into a vision because I felt the spiritual presence come on me. And in the vision, I'm in a house by the front door. And when the spirit came on me, I'm moving away from the door because I don't want to see what's out there, right? And so I figured, oh, it's going to be something demonic. And it had a square window in the door so you could look out, a foot square. Right. And so the spirit pushes me over to the door and I'm forced to look out. It was only darkness. But wait a minute. Only darkness?
Yeah.
Yeah. If that's the condition of our nation, to be darkness, we're in a pretty bad place.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. And you know, basically, his time run out. You know, is it too late?
Well, that is the thing. All right, that happened in October of last year, where I had this dream experience, and the dream experience was that I was comfortable laying on a couch in a living room. where I got a TV on one side and I'm on the couch on the other side and the shade is drawn and it's not dark and it's not light. So what does that say spiritually? Lukewarm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So there's a clock on the wall that's operated by a battery and it's ticking away and it's the loudest noise in the room. And then it gets louder. And I'm thinking, wow, that battery is about to run out because it's making a lot of noise. So doggone it. I had to get up. It's forcing me to get up to go over and get a battery out of the desk. And I push the ottoman, just like a guy thing. It rolls, right? You shouldn't get up on a thing that rolls, right? Okay. But that's a guy thing. I push the ottoman over there so I can get to the clock above the TV. And then I reach for a battery out of the desk. And then the clock stopped, right? And the sound was so powerful. It was silent. And then this invisible force, like a mattress, a flexible mattress that was wide, hit me on my right side and knocked me down to the floor and started to unfold onto my body. And by the time it got to my ribs, I woke up in pain. And I'm thinking, oh, no, what in the world is this message? Because I like to know right now. You know, that's the thing. I get frustrated because sometimes it's right now I get the answer and sometimes it's going to take a while in hindsight, you know, and sometimes I don't get it for a long time, right? So I'm laying there thinking, oh, Lord, what is this message? But finally, when I got to the point where I could fall back to sleep, I had three continuous dreams and all of them were about churches letting God out of the box because the burden on them was crushing them. Because the crushing burden was coming upon them. The first dream was that I went into an industrial kitchen. I rode the elevator down into the basement or to a sub-level. And that's where food preparation, spiritual food preparation takes place. So you can think of it as a large ministry of some sort. Right? And I went in there and there was a very plump cook, female cook. Right? She was as round as she was high. And so I had walked up to her and she was busy. And I started to talk to her, and she blows me off, right? She's the ministry spirit. Now, let me explain this again for people. When I see in this a ministry in a spiritual realm, God shows me that the representative of the bride of Christ that this ministry has. And then I can tell you the condition of the ministry, right? And so I know this is a plump one, all right? So there's a lot of comfort that's going on there for a long time. And so I walk up there, and she blows me off. Until I said, well, I tried to give you this message 30 years ago, right? And then she stopped dead in her tracks, and I could see her look inward, and she rushes me, right? So now I'm backpedaling. I'm literally walking backwards, and she, like, finger-pointing almost, kind of like, gets me right into the elevator, and I'm up against the back wall. There's no place to go. And this little woman has got my total attention now because she's like a ball of fury. And then she says, you are not leaving here until I get what you offered me 30 years ago. Bam.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. But it was the burden and the pressures that brought her there.
Yeah.
And then I had two other dreams, the same thing, where when I see think of ground level, right? Okay, so in the spiritual realm, the higher you go to different levels, the more you're getting closer to God and the more you have the spiritual authority in Christ. It just sometimes he'll give it to somebody, you know, but normally you got to be molded and shaped on the potter's wheel to come upward in this to gain the authority of Jesus because there's power and authority and you have to have conditioning and you have to be saying yes, just like in the military. You know, when you get up there, somebody says, okay, do this, and they do it, right? Yep. So that's what happens in the spiritual realm. When you have the authority of Christ, you can have people healed. You can have them delivered. And so now what's in the other two examples that I had is that they wanted to see the elevators working because they were working, but they weren't working very well, and they needed to have some adjustments made. And over the years, the last 5 years, man, I have offered my services in many different ways, shapes, or forms. And the answer has been mostly no, right? And so now in these two dreams, people were saying yes. And I'm like stunned. Are you sure? You know, this doesn't make sense to me, right? And so, yeah, I could get in there and I could make an adjustment here or there so the elevator would work safely. when you're moving in the spiritual realm, you have to have a safe environment, right? Mm. You just can't be jumping off into it and expect things to come out okay. Amen. Because most of the time you're not going to, it's not going to be okay. Cause you have entrenched, demonic forces that have been there for so long when you disturb their area, you can bet you're going to get their focus. Right. Mm-hmm. And so, that's what another reason why you need to have that hedge of protection so that when God says, okay, Tom, go ahead and go in there and mess with this, that I can say, okay, all right, let's go. Cause I know that I have his backing. So yes, so that happened there, and we're starting to see that happen in ministries all around us. Amen. Where that pressure is building up, not just in that, but how many households do you see that are on the verge of falling apart financially and other areas to where they don't know where their next, are they going to be able to keep their homes? Are their finances going to be there?
That's right.
This is all across America, this is happening. Yeah.
Hey, folks, Pastor Bob here. We're all out of time for today's portion of this interview with Tom Donnan. This has been part 2 of 3. Praise God. And Tom's been sharing about his dreams and visions the Lord has given him over the last several years and how they're now coming to pass. If you are not on fire right now after listening to Tom these last few minutes, well, the only explanation could be your wood's wet. Amen. That's all I got to say. Now, be sure to come back tomorrow as we'll be concluding the great 3-part interview with Tom Donnan. Till then, this is Pastor Bob reminding you, be blessed in all that you do. Are you a Christian entrepreneur, coach, or author with a message that needs to be heard? Picture this. Your voice reaching thousands, your story inspiring hearts, and your business flourishing like never before. Introducing Faithcasters, the ultimate platform that connects faith-driven professionals like you with the power of podcasting. Become a sought-after guest on faith-based podcasts, share your unique insights, and connect with like-minded individuals who share your passion for faith and entrepreneurship as well. Imagine your expertise reaching a wider audience, expanding your network, and propelling your business to new heights. Well, it's all within reach with Faithcasters. So don't wait. Take the first step today on your journey to greatness by visiting our website at faithcaster.org. That's faithcaster.org. Join the Faithcasters community now and unleash the full potential of your faith-driven enterprise. You do not want to miss this opportunity. Faithcasters, where faith meets podcasting and your dreams become reality. Visit faithcaster.org. Let's soar together. And remember, anyone can be a podcaster, but only a Christian can become a Faithcaster. Faithcasters, your voice, your platform, your success.